This is Valerie Van Boeven with the Senior Care Industry Netcast, where leaders with 3 or more years in the senior care industry share their advice. It's 6 questions in 9 minutes, so let's get to it. In a few sentences, tell me who you are and what you do.
I am Jeff Beavis, the co-founder and CEO of First Light Home Care. I've been in the senior care industry now for 18 years. Previously led the Comfort Keepers brand for 5 years and started First Light Home Care just 10 years ago with my son.
Wow,
we have
nice.
234 offices in 36 states.
And where, so 234 offices, that's amazing. You guys have grown a whole lot in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the best thing about serving aging adults?
I think it's certainly giving back, Valerie, and in our opinions, helping the greatest generation. I grew up with great respect for my elders, was a caregiver 4 times in my life, starting when I was 15 years old, caring for a great grandmother. So this is, I think, our chance to really shine and serve that greater generation.
Yeah, absolutely. We love our greatest generation. And we wish they would stick around a little longer too.
Yes, yes.
All right. I hear from other senior service providers that marketing online can be a challenge. It's confusing. It's ever changing. What has been your experience or your thoughts on that?
I think that's true. It is certainly ever changing and a constant challenge. We have found success at First Light trying to be different in our messaging, quite honestly, and having much more focus to the adult child and the family caregiver than not necessarily the senior or the client. But definitely a never-ending battle and changing all the time.
It does. It does. It changes a lot. Okay, so what other successful leaders in the senior care industry have inspired you? Maybe you've been a mentor, maybe just been an inspiration on top of what you're already inspired by. Who would you like to talk about?
Alan Riggs would be one that has really inspired me. Alan was the president at Comfort Keepers. He and I started there at the same time, and I was the executive vice president. Great inspiration. In fact, is on our board at First Light Home Care. So tremendous mentor and a very, very wise man as it relates to senior care and home care marketing. You know, I've had great respect over the years for Brian Petronic at Right at Home. He's the president of Right at Home. I've been on a couple panels with Brian, as well as Paul Kusero, who's the CEO of Amedisys. Have been at a couple different events with Paul and have had a chance to talk with him, get to know him a little bit. Just very inspiring leaders in the whole senior care space and really have, I think, a shared vision very similar to what we have at First Light.
Very nice. I recognize some of those names, so I agree with you. They're very inspiring senior care leaders. Awesome. All right. What piece of advice would you give to senior care providers in general?
Boy, I would say a couple of things. Stick to your core. Don't try to make or be all things to all people. You know, pick your points. Pick your points of differentiation, your strengths. Try to leverage those strengths. Try to set the bar, raise the bar from a quality standard across this industry. I think sort of we have years and years of growth ahead, decades of growth ahead. But the service leaders are going to be the ones that truly lead the industry into the next level of growth, whether it be Medicare Advantage or telehealth. We just need to make sure that we're really true to our core and try to perform and execute the basics very, very well.
Yes, absolutely. And staying true to your core. I've heard that several times, and it really is true. You can't be all things to all people. But be really good at what you do. Be really good at that thing that you do.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So this is our fun question. When you have a win in life or in business, how do you celebrate?
We celebrate as a team. And I guess really from a personal side, Valerie, I do this with my own family over the years. Try to celebrate all the wins, although they may be an individual win or in business, a departmental win. We try to celebrate those victories as a team. So I think it really does lift all of us together, and everybody has a hand in that. So that's one way. I think the other way is we try to have fun, extra fun, you know, on the celebration side. Do things a little different, do things a little quirky. That's just part of having a celebration too.
Yep, absolutely. And this is a time of year we're doing this interview during graduation time. So there's all kinds of personal wins out there right now. And I know people are finding all kinds of cool ways to celebrate because we can't celebrate the way we normally would at the moment. Right. So, but it's also a lot of fun to be creative. So thank you very much, Jeff, for being on the Netcast. Your wisdom and your insight will help lots of other senior care providers and families out there understand more about the advantages of being in this industry and taking care of our greatest generation. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. It's been an honor to be with you. My pleasure. And I've enjoyed it. Thanks, Valerie.
Thank you.